WCHL Trivia Time, and today just happens to be Tuesday. You know what that means?
Rock and roll!
Rock and roll Tuesday!
Yep.
Freddie Kiger's here, and this is what he gets pleasure out of. He does all those other trivia questions.
Well, I enjoy it all.
All those.
But you do get a rise out of this.
Yeah, of course I do. It's my favorite day.
Well, I know. We just hope that there are those of you out there who do enjoy rock and roll as much as we do.
Yeah.
I mean, all this music, we make an effort to try to make sure that it's stuff
people
that everybody would know.
Yeah. Don't try to get too obscure.
No.
We could do that if we wanted to.
And not too new that, you know, across the board may not be aware of yet. But, we tend to do things that hopefully somebody can remember. First date, first kiss, first time at school.
Mm-hmm.
First heartbreak.
Most of the music we talk about is at least 25 years old. But
there's some that are you're right. Yeah,
more recent.
I think we get up into the 90s, but
it's hard to believe that was 25 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Holy smoke.
And
today we're going back to 1984.
Okay. All right.
1984, folks. So put on your 1984 thinking caps.
Okay.
There was a famous album by Van Halen entitled 1984, but this has nothing to do with Van Halen.
Van Halen came to mind when you said that.
Exactly. On this day back in 1984, this day, September the 30th, this was the number one tune in the land. Name it and the artist. Ron.
You're handing it to me right
flip
now.
Flip it over, buddy.
I'm not looking.
Outside.
All right. I flipped it over.
You good?
Here we go. Ready to go. Here we go. Everybody listen up.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking mama do your time, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life,
oh boy, well,
the purple one.
Yeah, the purple one. Prince.
Prince by and Let's Go.
Let's Go Crazy.
It's a good song.
Boy. Yeah, I love Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I sometimes try to listen to some of his music on YouTube, and it's really difficult to find anything.
Well, because he kind of protects his
he's
world.
One of those, yeah, he and, let's see, who else is like that? Bob Dylan's the same way.
But on the label, it was actually Prince and the Revolution, which was his backup band, of course. But from the mega hit Purple Rain album, this tune became Prince's second number one hit.
I love that album.
His first off the same album was When Doves Cry. And of course, that was his first number one. The purple one, not.
This is what it sounds like. Yeah. When doves cry. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
The purple one knocked John Waite's
Missing You
out of first place, and then Let's Go Crazy came in, stayed for 2 weeks until Stevie Wonder's I Just Called
to Say I Love You, which I cannot stand that song.
Yeah, well.
It drives me crazy. I love Stevie Wonder, but that song's horrible.
But and Prince got out there a little bit.
Well, it just got
the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stop
taking yourself so seriously.
Exactly. Thank you.
Please.
You put your finger right on it.
You know.
You got
it's okay.
It.
I remember seeing Prince at Carmichael.
Yeah?
It was
when
he just first came out and was a darling of MTV when they still played music.
Yeah.
And, it was one of those very provocative. On stage was this huge red satiny bed. And, of course, everything was kind of pretty risque.
Everything was centered around that.
Yeah.
So, Prince is,
very talented.
No question about that. I loved Purple Rain, I guess, is my favorite song by him. That song I could listen to all day. And you know what? He's also a tremendous guitar player.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and he plays a whole bunch of instruments, but he can really play the guitar.
The purple one can paint the town red.
Or whatever color he wants.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow.